Was the golem powerful enough to do anything?
Everything but speak. The power of speech is given only to a human soul. The Maharal explained to us that he had drawn into the golem the spirit of a creature mentioned in the Talmud, named Yosef Sheida. Though half man and half demon, he had often helped the Talmudic sages in times of trouble. Now, later that same morning...
Yehuda?
Perah, my good wife. Good morning.
There's a man sleeping in your study.
He's a poor mute with no place to stay. His name is Yosef, but people call him Yassel.
You have a soft heart, Yehuda. But how do you know he's honest?
Trust me, Perah. He may appear to be a brute, but he is a man of great abilities. And I must warn you that he's here only to assist me in rabbinic affairs and is not to be used for household duties.
Whatever you wish, dear.
Her intentions were good, but it happened once that she forgot herself. It was a few days before Passover, the busiest time of the year for any Jewish woman, and she needed to fill the water barrels from the well.
Yassel, these water buckets are just too heavy for me to carry all the way up to the house. Would you mind doing it for me? Yassel, don't just stand there like a lump of clay. Passover will soon be here, and there's much to be done. So take these buckets down to the well and fill them up, and then bring them back and empty them into these water barrels.
With a long wooden pole across his shoulders and a bucket dangling from either end, Yosel carried out Perla's command, then sat down on a stool in the corner of the kitchen.
Yosel, one trip is not enough. Keep doing it. Keep doing it.
Yosel did exactly as he was commanded. The only problem was that he wasn't commanded to stop. He kept on pouring water into the barrels long after they were full, until the water spilled over onto the floor and out into every room of the house.
Yassel, you're flooding the house! Yassel! I said you're flooding the house! Yassel! Are you out of your mind? Yehuda, come quick!
What is this?
Yassel, I command you, stop already.
It was firmly established from this point forward that Yassel would be put to work only to protect the Jewish people.
As soon as the Passover holidays are over, Yassel, you will begin patrolling the streets of the Jewish neighborhoods. If you see any suspicious activity, you will take any action necessary to stop it.
The strange bearded mute became a familiar sight in the streets of the Jewish quarter. Anyone looking to cause trouble suddenly found himself confronted by the golem's piercing black eyes. A single menacing glance was enough to strike terror in the intruder's heart.